have to bring up an experience that you had and I shared with you. Kind of, it was by accident because we were actually leaving. Again, it was one of those things where, okay, we're going to take a break. We're going to let things happen. And you were leading the way. And I'll let you describe it because we locked eyes and you're like, we had a moment.
Yeah, it was. Well, and it goes back to the ironic situation we were in because I was just literally talking and I've had this philosophy of, they're orbs. It's dust. It's dust. But then what we had happen when we were going down the steps, I've never experienced that before. And I kind of let it drift for like 5 minutes. And then we were outside and all of a sudden it kind of hit me like, holy cow, that was a huge experience. Right. So what it was we were walking down the steps. I was leading the way. I believe it was Rocky behind me. And then you were behind him at the top of the steps. And I'm walking down the steps and not really paying a whole lot of attention. I look down like to look to see where the next step was at. And all of a sudden this white thing is in front of me, right in my right in front of my chest, about literally probably 8 inches from my chest. And I like stop for a second and it goes to my left and it just shoots off to the left. And I thought like my processing went dust,
right,
light, but it was so bright. It was so, we've done so many investigations. I've never seen anything like this. And then you ended up seeing it after I did.
I looked at your face because I took my flashlight and like was trying to figure out, because I thought at first it was your breath because it was cold. I mean, it was in its probably, 29, 30 degrees up there. I thought it was your breath, but then it saw it move in that direction and it was bright and it was white. So we kind of looked at each other and you're like, did you see that? I'm like, yeah, what did... And we automatically went to that debunk it. What did you see?
Yeah.
And it matched up because Rocky didn't see anything. I mean, he was in between us. He didn't see a thing. And as you were processing, you were even drawing pictures.
I brought my tablet out and started like, because I was like trying to tell Bobby about what experience I had in it. And it was funny. I listened to the audio just a little while ago. And literally within 20 seconds of that conversation, my first words were, that looked like a cotton ball.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
And I kept saying cotton ball. And then so I went on to my tablet, and the tablet I'm able to draw and stuff on. And so I actually drew it for Bobby. Like, and this is what it looked like. And it was like not blurry. It was very well defined and almost like you took a pen and just made a circle, you know, started making circles with it and make some lines. That's what I saw. It was literally just a cotton ball. And again, done this forever, never had that experience before where I've had something physical right in front of me like that.
I was excited about it. And then we sat in the car because I was trying to, because, you know, it was very bright and it was almost like it had its own light kind of thing. And then I'm sitting in the car kind of talking to Rocky and kind of processing things. And then when we got back out, you were super excited. And I'm like, so this was really something, because I didn't know if that's something you guys came across.
No.
So that was very cool for me to see you get that excited, because you've been on 100 investigations. So for you to get excited about something, we're excited about him. I think it's funny that he was getting picked on. They were picking on Rocky and not me for once. Usually I'm the one that gets picked on. So I found that to be interesting because he's such a skeptic. And then it's like, almost like it said, I'll show you kind of thing.
Well, right. It's so funny because Bobby is always my visual person. Like, again, she talked about it earlier, seeing the full body apparition in the log cabin. Mm-hmm. She's seen stuff at Sally House over in Atchison, Kansas. I never see that stuff. And I was actually kind of proud that finally I got the opportunity to see something for once.
Right.
Never seen anything, but that happened right in front of me. And actually, I got to thinking too, like, what was that exactly? Like, was it in me? Did it like come out of me? Did it come from another direction? I mean, because it was literally 8 inches from my heart, literally. So,
well, it was enough to stop you on the staircase.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
you were going to bump into
all
somebody.
All three of us stopped.
Yeah.
And it was, yeah. I mean, and it had the same sense of direction. It had a sense of direction. So dust particles float. This had a purpose. It had a movement.
Well, and you were I
was
7 feet away, probably.
I was pretty far away from you.
And you could see it, too.
And I was higher, so to me, it looked like your face, where when you were actually there, it was your chest. But, you know, it was something.
Oh, man.
Well, clearly, I will tell you that you only see the dust particles when you're taking pictures or you're filming with IR.
Oh, yeah, I have plenty of those that I will post as well.
You know, nobody, you can walk around in a house and, I mean, I guess on a sunny day, you could see the dust.
Oh, we can see it in our house with animals and stuff.
Right, right. But it's not like you're walking in the dark and a dust particle is going to come up the size of a cotton ball and hang out
in front
of your chest.
And emit its own light.
Yeah, it's just not going to do that. So this
light source.
For it to happen... And not, by the way, and it was not captured on any kind of video.
No, because that was the first thing we did, is you ran downstairs, got on the DVR.
We checked the DVR,
And you can see our flashlights going crazy at the moment that we saw it.
Right.
Yeah.
But you couldn't, because it was right around that little corner.
Right.
So it was like it knew where it could do it without being captured.